Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7-2. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. Pete Sepp is with us. He's our guest, Vice President of Communication for the National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org. Right, Pete?
That's right.
Tell us about it.
We are a nonprofit, nonpartisan citizen group working for lower taxes and smaller government and economic freedom at all levels.
And NTU Foundation, too, right?
That's right, our research and educational arm. It works on the bill tally system, the only system that tracks the cost of every single bill moving through Congress that would make a significant dent in the federal budget, savings or spending.
And folks, when you hear me talking about getting involved, about you getting involved in politics, you getting involved in the policy process, you obviously, you're like me. You're making payroll every Friday. You don't have time or the expertise, nor do I, to be able to really make it any kind of an impact. But you know what you and I can do? We can find good organizations. And if you hear somebody on my show for 14 years, you can. And if you have any regard for my opinion, you can believe that I think they're a good organization. You've heard me talk about Pete's group, NTU. You hear me talking about Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, which, Pete, I know you know and work with those guys very well.
Yes, very much.
The Galen Institute, the Association of Competitive Technology. These are people that I encourage you to write a check to every year. Send them $100, send them $200, whatever you can afford. Send them some money. And that money goes to good use, folks. These are the people who are Main Street thinkers. They care about Main Street. Pete and his team care about you not paying. They want you to pay every penny that the government needs and not one penny more. That's what John Bertu, the late president of your organization, I used to talk about a lot, Pete, is every penny the government needs and not one penny more. Now, what does it need, Pete? It needs, in my opinion, a whole lot less than it's taken in right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not based on the payroll they have to make, but I'm talking about based on a much smaller payroll.
Yes, and we think that this needs to translate to all levels of government. And here's where it's very important for citizens to become involved. There are lots of tools you have at your disposal at the local level that you may not have at the federal level. Things like ballot measures, for example. Folks can alter their city and county charters to require voters to approve future tax increases. Mm-hmm. They've done it in places like Tennessee and California. Even if you can't do it on the statewide level, in many cases, you can do it at the city level. Mm-hmm. So those are very, very important ways to get involved, and it helps people to connect to their activist roots more directly.
The federal government, ladies and gentlemen, and Senator Sessions, I mentioned hearing him speak recently, Senator Sessions reminded us that every time the government spends a dollar, it only has 60 cents of that dollar. It has to borrow 40 cents every time a dollar goes out the door, whether it be for payroll, whether it be to buy a drone, whether it be to float a battleship, or whatever it does. The new proposals, if the federal government sends California or Texas $20 million for disaster relief, well, 40% of that was borrowed from somebody. So we need to be reminded of that all the time.
Yeah, and we, of course, have heard for so many years economists saying, well, the amount of money we borrow at the federal level isn't of much consequence. It won't affect interest rates. It won't crowd out other borrowing. What matters is the percentage of gross domestic product that it occupies. Well, what do they have to say about it now that total federal borrowing is at about 100% of our GDP when you count all the money we've stolen from Social Security?
Right. $4 trillion.
What do they say now?
$4 trillion stolen from Social Security, folks, to be spent by Congress. And they stole it, folks. They didn't borrow the money. If there are IOUs there, they're worthless. They stole that money. They pulled that money out of those funds, out of those treasuries. Pete, another number I heard Senator Sessions mention is that by 2020, the federal debt is projected to be $20 trillion if we don't turn things around. Pete, that's bankruptcy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And one of the unknown stories, behind the Fed's decision is to reduce the borrowing costs of the federal government, make it appear that we can afford this when we can't.
Folks, we got to get to the truth about all this. Otherwise, we won't make it. Pete, thanks for being here. Good job today.
My pleasure.
Pete Sepp, ladies and gentlemen, the NTU.org. Check it out. I got to go for this hour. I'll be back after the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.